Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Kansas City Athletics and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Bill Tuttle. Batting second. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting third. The right fielder, Russ Snyder. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Norm Seaborn. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Marv Throneberry. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Andy Carey. Batting seventh. The catcher, Danny Kravitz. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ken Hamlin. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Herbert. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Ray Herbert. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Jackie Brandt. Batting second. The left fielder, Gene Woodling. Batting third. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jim Gentile. Batting fifth. The catcher, Gus Triandos. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Gene Stevens. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Marv Breeding. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jerry Walker. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Jerry Walker. And now, play ball. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Walker, and towards Robinson, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gentile scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Snyder for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hamlin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling takes first base on ball four. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Carey fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn takes first base on ball four. Marv Throneberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Throneberry is called out on strikes. One out. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Gentile settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Danny Kravitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kravitz hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Seaborn moves to second. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin hits a line drive into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a pop-up towards short. Hamlin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ray Herbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herbert hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0 for 1 in the game. Tuttle hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Woodling. Tuttle reaches second base with a double. Herbert moves to third. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 1 in the game. Lump hits a fly ball into right field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Herbert tags and scores. Tuttle tags and moves to third. One out. It's 1-0, Athletics. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 1 in the game. Snyder hits a fly ball into left field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Tuttle tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Athletics. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Seaborn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Breeding scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Marv Breeding is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeding hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jerry Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Breeding moves to second. One out. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0 for 1 in the game. Brandt hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Woodling hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tuttle. Woodling reaches second base with a double. Breeding scores. It's 2-1, Athletics. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Woodling scores. Robinson moves to second. It's Athletics, 2, Orioles, 2. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0 for 1 in the game. Gentile hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Robinson scores. It's 3-2, Orioles. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 0 for 1 in the game. Triandos hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gentile moves to second. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 1 in the game. Hansen takes first base on ball 4. Gentile moves to third. Triandos moves to second. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 1 in the game. Stevens strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Marv Thornberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornberry is 0 for 1 in the game. Thornberry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gentile scoops it up and throws to first, with Walker covering, for the out. One out. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0 for 1 in the game. Carey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Danny Kravitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kravitz is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kravitz hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Breeding fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Two outs. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 0 for 1 in the game. Hamlin hits a fly ball into left field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Athletics 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Marv Breeding is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeding is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Breeding hits a ball on the ground towards third. Carey fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 1 in the game. Walker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0 for 2 in the game. Brandt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Carey fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Ray Herbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herbert is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Herbert hits a fly ball into left field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Lump hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tuttle moves to second. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Snyder hits a fly ball into left field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Breeding scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Athletics 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Woodling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gentile strikes out. Two outs. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Triandos hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Marv Thornberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornberry is 0 for 2 in the game. Thornberry hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Gentile settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Carey hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Breeding settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Danny Kravitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kravitz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kravitz takes first base on ball 4. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 0-for-2 in the game. Hamlin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kravitz moves to second. Ray Herbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herbert is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Herbert hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Breeding settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Athletics 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hansen takes first base on ball 4. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-2 in the game. Stevens hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marv Breeding is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeding is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Breeding hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Carey fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen misplays the ball. That's an error on Hansen. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Lump hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tuttle moves to third. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Snyder hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Woodling. Snyder reaches second base with a double. Tuttle scores. Lump moves to third. That run is unearned. It's Athletics, 3, Orioles, 3. Billy Heft now pitching. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Seaborn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson juggles the ball. That's an error on Robinson. Lump scores. Snyder moves to third. It's 4-3, Athletics. Gordon Jones now pitching. Dick Williams pinch hits for Marv Thronberry. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Snyder scores. Seaborn moves to second. It's 5-3, Athletics. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Carey strikes out. One out. Danny Kravitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kravitz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kravitz hits a fly ball into right field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hamlin hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Dick Williams now playing first base. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0 for 3 in the game. Brandt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hamlin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Woodling hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Kravitz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Carey fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Orioles 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Ray Herbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herbert is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Herbert hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Tuttle hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Lump hits a fly ball into left field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gentile hits a fly ball into left field. Seaburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Triandos strikes out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Hansen hits a fly ball into left field. Seaburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Orioles 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gentile scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Snyder for the out. One out. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Seaburn hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Woodling. Seaburn reaches second base with a double. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Carey hits a fly ball into right field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Danny Kravitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kravitz is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kravitz hits a fly ball into left field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 3 in the game. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards first. Williams scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Stevens for the out. One out. Clint Courtney pinch hits for Marv Breeding. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Boyd pinch hits for Gordon Jones. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Snyder. Boyd reaches second base with a double. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0 for 4 in the game. Brandt hits a fly ball into left field. Seaburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Athletics, 5, and Baltimore Orioles, 3. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.